And the Department of Agriculture says they're making progress at clearing a backlog of payments due to farmers under the Acres Climate Scheme to improve biodiversity on their lands. More than 9,000 farmers are waiting on 2024 payments. 2,300 are also waiting payments for 2023. And the IFA says the delays are causing huge hardship to farmers who rely on the funding to stay in business. Our agriculture correspondent Angus Cox has been looking into the issue.
You have them there. That one, she bullies her, you know. She's a bully, that one here.
Farmer Miles Murphy feeding his handful of cattle he has grazing in the Dublin Mountains. They eat vegetation, helping biodiversity and reducing the risk of wildfires. Under a previous environmental scheme, he got funding for virtual fencing for his cattle to graze here. It's expensive and tricky getting cattle up on the hills, and trickier still, keeping them there.
It's not a fenced hill, like, it's open roads, like, so the roads are open both to Talla and to Rathfarnham as such. So, you know, controlling the animals on the mountains, like, is a real difficulty. The animals have a collar on their neck there as such, and we control it by an app on the phone. So we create pastures on the mountain as such, and the animals will stay within that pasture. The benefit from having the cows up here is that they actually are grazing the forage as such, so it's not becoming a timber box. We've all seen over the last couple of years where mountains have gone on fire.
Miles wants to graze more cattle here and has applied for funding to do so under Acres, Ireland's flagship agri-environment scheme. It incentivises farmers to improve biodiversity on their lands through initiatives like planting hedgerow and native trees. Nearby, in a field where his new yows are finding their feet, Miles has started an orchard with Acres support. The young apple trees, just 6 weeks old, are being assessed by Fergal Monaghan, director of the Acres programme for the region.
Our job is to support farmers, farm advisors and the department with the rollout of the Acres scheme. Farmers in Acres cooperation have applied for over 80,000 actions on farms. Orchards like this are one of them. In our area, we've over 500 orchards have been approved in the last 2 years. There's a couple of big benefits from the orchard. One is it's preserving traditional apple varieties that developed all over Ireland and are easily lost through commercial varieties sold through garden centres. In addition, an orchard is a useful habitat for a wide range of pollinators and provides nest sites and food for a large number of small birds.
Acres has a €1.5 billion fund with over 50,000 farmers taking part.
Brian Dunn, Deputy Project Manager for Acres Leinster. When we're out and we score a commonage is a piece of shared land, I suppose. When the commonage shareholders, you will have multiple people farming the same piece of ground. We'd be looking at the ecological integrity, the hydrological integrity and any threats or pressures to that. So that might be something like invasive species such as Sitka spruce. They have a drying impact on a peatland, so we want to see farmers cutting those conifers. If they have potentially maybe rhododendron as another invasive, there might be damaging activity from dumping, so there'll be landscape action to help with the removal of dumping.
Despite the obvious environmental benefits of the Acres scheme, it's been dogged with setbacks since launched in 2023. IT issues, a lack of administrative staff and huge demand have led to significant delays in payments for farmers.
I think Minister Hayden could sort this problem in the morning, like his predecessor Charlie McConnellogue, by pressing the button and making enough front payment to farmers who are due these payments.
Francie Gorman is president of the Irish Farmers Association.
Farmers have invested very heavily in this scheme since 2023, and we have thousands of farmers now who haven't got their balancing payments for 23 or their advance payments for 24, and it's causing huge cash flow problems on farm. People would have invested in the measures, number one, whether it be hedgerows or whatever. They would have hired consultants to draw up their plans. They have to be paid. And look, households have to be ran as well. And those payments are due to farmers now. In the main, a lot of those farmers wouldn't have stock to sell at this time of the year. So they're dependent on that for cash flow, not just to run their farm, but to run their households.
Over 9,000 farmers are waiting on Acres payments for last year, with 2,300 of those still awaiting 2023 payments. Agriculture Minister Martin Hayden has acknowledged the frustration and difficulty this is causing, but says progress is being made and has promised the backlog will be cleared by June. Though, even with the scheme getting back on track, the payment issues has soured Acres for some.
It's our flagship agri-environment scheme, And over the course of the 5 years, there's 1.5 billion euro in that scheme. And to think that that amount of money is in that scheme and it has become a bad news story for everybody involved, beggars belief.
And that was IFA President Francie Gorman ending Angus Cox's report.